thank you for the opportunity to speak, Mr. Chair. On behalf of the United Kingdom, I would like to offer our thanks to the Chair of MX3, Mr. Armen Baysonov of Kazakhstan, for his efforts supporting the work of this meeting of experts. The UK would like to share some perspectives on national implementation of the Convention. Firstly, the UK's Biological Security Strategy, which was published in July 2018, comprises our overarching national biosecurity measures. The strategy brings together the wide range of activities carried out across government to protect UK citizens and British interests from the risk of a significant infectious disease outbreak, whether natural, deliberate, or accidental in origin. The strategy also explains how in future the UK will coordinate its activity more strongly and take a truly comprehensive approach to meet the evolving risks and benefits in this area. There are many active programs that support the different strands of this strategy, which include understanding the biological risks that we face today and in the future, preventing biological risks from emerging where possible, detecting, characterizing, and reporting biological risks where they do emerge as early and reliably as possible, and responding to biological risks that have reached the UK or UK interests to lessen their impact and allow the rapid return to business as usual. Work is underway to assess progress and outcomes from these programs against the content of the strategy. Secondly, the UK recognises confidence-building measures as an important part of maintaining the BTWC as a relevant and credible convention that holds confidence in preventing the stockpiling, development, and production of biological weapons. For the first time this year, over 50% of states' parties have submitted a CBM return. This is great progress, but there is more work to do. We also believe the completion of timely and comprehensive CBM returns is an important aspect of national implementation. The UK has an offer of assistance on CBMs on the Cooperation and Assistance Database and stands ready to support states' parties who require assistance in this area. Mr. Chair, we would also like to remind states' parties of our statement at this year's MX3, outlining the declaration of vaccine production facilities. We encourage states' parties to collaborate with each other on the identification of relevant vaccine production facilities that may be missed under the current CBM Form G wording, and to agree as far as possible between themselves which state party will cover vaccine production facilities in their confidence-building measure return. This may be particularly relevant now and in the future due to the sudden increase in vaccine production facilities for COVID-19 vaccines. The UK is also providing £125,000 in funding for a project to support CARICOM BTWC states' parties through the ISU to strengthen measures under Article 4 and support effective returns of CBMs, including the legislative implementation of BTWC provisions. Finally, the UK supports efforts to voluntarily demonstrate national implementation of the BTWC as a means to help boost confidence in states' parties' compliance with and commitment to the BTWC. We are prepared and willing to discuss further the proposals discussed under Agenda Item 6 for strengthening transparency exercises and information sharing on this topic. Thank you, Mr. Chair.